Colin, and we've got Thomas. I am Mr. MMA Action from the Mr. MMA Action podcast that you can check out on Instagram, SoundCloud, Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes, and also, I think, Zcast. That's another thing as well.
Listen to this man, whore himself, about what he does on his spare time.
And what are you on? You tell us what you're on.
Oh, okay. Hello, I am Alan, everyone's favourite aborigine in AG. And I am also part of the broadcast you're now listening to.
Episode number three.
Look out. And also the podcast with that one guy where I sit by myself and talk to myself. But then you put it up and then I'm talking to you. Hello. And we have a special guest,
yes, don't we,
Thomas?
As we know, as we said, when we first designed this podcast, it was to be two brothers having a chat. And we've decided to mix it up for episode number three.
Ooh.
By adding in our brother,
what?
Nathan. So this episode is actually going to be having Nathan, Alan, and myself. And Nathan is a really strong WWE or wrestling fan. Nathan's liked wrestling since he was a young kid. I think he actually followed us into that,
mm-hmm.
watching old WWE Superstars or WWF Superstars on Foxtel and also WWE Raw. And actually, we're about to head off into an NXT show in Melbourne. So please give it up and welcome Nathan.
Thanks, Tom.
There we go.
Thanks, Tom.
How are you, Nathan?
I'm happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Nathan. How did you get into wrestling? What do you like about wrestling?
I watched it a couple of years ago with Alan and Tom, and I just like the entertainment and the action. Yeah.
And who's your favorite wrestler
of all time?
All time.
Oh,
any era.
Oh, probably Stone Cold and The Rock, probably.
One wrestler.
Okay.
Who's Stone Cold?
Rock
bottom.
So who's your favorite?
Probably The Rock.
And why do you like The Rock?
He's me.
He's the most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
Oh.
I like when he does The Rock bottom.
I
talks
like,
about the strudel.
I like the strudel. thick strudel. Delirium Garcia.
Do you like
strudel?
That's actually a good little cut promo there backstage.
Oh, it was so fun. And then she's like, Rock, I would love to. And he goes, Leon, compose yourself.
Rock does some really good ones. They almost seem like they went.
Whoa, big fella. Easy, big fella.
Yeah, he was his leg. He was talking about his dick.
So we're just about to head into NXT in Melbourne. So Nathan, can you tell us what do you like NXT? What do you like about NXT? And do you actually watch it when it's on WWE Network?
Well, I was actually talking to Alan's about this before. I don't actually watch much of NXT, but I do like it when they come to the main roster and then I get a chance to see them.
So have you watched an episode of NXT before?
Not actually a full one, but I have seen the Toronto.
But you know who they are, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So the main event for this show is set to be Samoa Joe, who was the NXT champion when they announced this actual fight.
Yes.
Facing up against Shinsu Nakamura from New Japan Pro Wrestling, who came across. He actually defeated Joe last week, I think it was, in Japan to actually reclaim the NXT title and to become the first person in NXT to hold the world title on two occasions.
Yes.
So this event is actually a steel cage main event.
Steel cage.
For the title. There's some other fights. I don't really know what the whole card. They're probably just going to do it when we're there. They haven't announced really anything. So it's kind of like an old ECW show.
Yes.
You don't know until you go there.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about ECW, Alan has been a really strong ECW fan. Paulie Dangerously, Tommy Dreamer, The Sandman, that era of hardcore wrestling.
Mm.
And I just want to ask Al, what was it about ECW that got you tuning in whenever you could see it?
Well, it was different. It was different. Like, you watched the old WWF Superstars on Saturday mornings, and it was sort of very cartoony and cheesy. Like, you had, like, the Hulkster and the Macho Man, Randy. Don't get me wrong, I love these guys. I've met Hulk Hogan. I've said this on the previous podcast. And the Macho Man, I love him. And the Mean Gene Oakland. It was very cartoon. Then you watch WCW, which was pretty much, we've got all this talent, but we don't know what to fucking do with them.
Yeah.
But then you had ECW. And this was during the 90s. And this is just when, like, Nirvana was coming out, Public Enemy. What else do we had? NWA. It was so cool to see all these big, close-up, these bands coming into it. And then along came ECW. And these were a bunch of ragtag wrestlers that pretty much were like, if you're like wrestling as well, if you listen to something to wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. I'm not going to leave a pregnant pause.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, because I know you hate
like
that.
Them.
I don't like the pregnant pauses.
I feel like skipping it when he does that.
No, you just skip 30 seconds, you get straight to it. But, yeah, on one of those previous shows, WWF and ECW had this sort of bond with saying, okay, we're looking to, you know, this particular guy's not being used at this time, but how about you come over to ECW and get some, you know, get your wrestle on. And then they would bring in just like some of the greatest matches, and they were violent sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yes, you would have like the flaming steel chair match, or someone getting put through a table that would have thumbtacks and fire at the same time. But then you would have wrestling matches.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable. Like, technical wrestling matches, like flips, and everyone doing amazing moves. Stuff that you would learn when you first joined wrestling school,
so
and then you sped it up. And
it's
then
almost like if you look at it, WWE was all about, you know, Doink the Clown and Papa Shango and the theatrical side.
Big time.
Where ECW was trying to put in that hardcore, as in hardcore violence, as in using trash cans and things, and then proper wrestling.
Wrestling.
They didn't need gimmicks. You didn't need Chris Benoit to have a set gimmick, or Dean Malenko, Perry Saturn, Eddie Guerrero, Chris Jericho.
All those
names.
They
didn't need anything.
And
they had to come out of there and Lance Storm and just come out there and just wrestle. And the fans appreciated that. And they weren't chanting boring.
No.
Where if you want to watch, say, someone like a Kurt Angle face Chris Benoit at WrestleMania, they booed that.
That was
a technical wrestling match, and they were booing that.
They booed.
And I've been going back and watching the old WWF when Kurt Angle debuted, and back at
that
Survivor
match.
Series
and
Rumble. When he fought Shawn Stasiak, is it Shawn Stasiak here? Yeah, at Survivor Series.
Meat.
Yeah. They booed every time he went for a takedown or a hip throw.
And then Kurt Angle got out of the ring, grabbed the mic, and then said, "You do not boo me. You do not boo me." And that's what I think it was great for Kurt Angle to do that, because after that, everyone was like, "Who is this asshole?"
And
that's what made him a great heel.
If you go back and watch his promo, in his promo, saying that he actually wasn't saying he was better than anybody. He was just saying, "I'm the most decorated," as in, "I'm the only Olympic gold medalist."
Hmm.
And the fans saw that as, "Well, it's taken. This guy's an American who fought for his country in the Olympics and won, and now he's a heel."
But that was
back
one
to
of
ECW.
The
I think one thing that's very interesting. I watched the doco. What was it?
The Rise of Paul.
No, it was the other one last week. The unauthorized.
Oh yes,
the Paul Heyman, Tommy Dreamer.
That thing nearly brought me to tears because it was so nice. It was a great little thing. Where
you don't think too short?
Well,
45 minutes it went for.
Well, I think
45 minutes.
I just hope there's going to be more. But it made me sort of like tear up a little, because it started off with Paul Heyman. He came along. He spoke about it. Then out came Bubba Ray, and that was awesome. And then I think it was
Taz
came out. Taz then Devon.
Dreamer just didn't seem into it. I don't know if it was
Dreamer was the last.
Yeah,
he seemed a bit awkward.
I noticed that too.
What do you think, though?
Yeah.
I noticed that. There was something with Tommy Dreamer, but if I can just mention also that one thing about ECW I realized also was how passionate the fans were. And how much of, like, they were to, like, do a lot of the shows, because, you know, a lot of the wrestlers, because a lot of the wrestlers, because a lot of fans would, the wrestlers would give fans, like, objects, and they could hit him with them, you know, so, that's one thing about ECW.
One of the funniest things I remember hearing one time, and they actually put it in the movie, The Wrestler, with Mickey Rourke, was a guy in a wheelchair, had a prosthetic leg, and then he took off his leg, gave it to a wrestler, and then the wrestler cracked this over another guy's back. Now, in the wrestling the movie with Mickey Rourke, they copied in exactly the same thing that happened. A guy in a wheelchair took off his leg, gave it to Mickey Rourke's character.
I still haven't seen that movie.
That is a great movie.
It's too gritty for me.
Pretty dark.
Marissa Tomei's in it. You do see her boobs, which is kind of hot.
I've heard
again, you know, my cousin Vinny. Hello.
That's old 90s.
Oh, hello.
80s, nearly.
Yeah, well, yeah. 90. Yeah,
and she's actually Aunt May now, for those of you playing at home, if you like the
Marvel.
And
you get to see Aunt May's titties.
Hello. Go and watch that movie
with your hand in your pocket.
On the tram.
On the tram. Ding, ding. I've missed me stop because I'm looking at Aunt May's titties. So anyway, I think we found the name for the episode.
Yes.
No. Yes.
And I think, we're talking about, Nathan's always been a passionate WWE or WWF fan.
But you!
Alan loved his ECW. But me, I was WCW through and through. I used to love Monday Night Nitro, 11:30 on Channel 9.
Ooh.
That would be like 3 weeks behind, but I would still check it out to see Goldberg and Bret Hart, Scott Steiner, Rick Steiner, Buff Bagwell, all those old guys that are all retired now. But
sorry to interrupt, but all the names you're just mentioning now, they sound like retired porn stars.
Yeah.
Buff Bagwell.
Tom, you actually mentioned one name. You actually mentioned Goldberg.
Yes.
I'd just like to get your take on his actual return recently.
Yeah,
what
so
do you think of that?
For those of you who do follow current day professional wrestling, you would know that WWE 2K17, which was their big wrestling game that they release once a year, and the main, sometimes they have Austin as the main guy or Arnold Schwarzenegger for the Terminator, but this year they wanted to have Goldberg as a playable character. Now, the last time I think Goldberg was in a game would have been probably Here Comes the Pain back on PlayStation 2.
Oh my god, that game was
which is
awesome.
One of the greatest wrestling games ever played.
Of all time.
You can make everyone win belts. I remember I had Goldberg, had every belt except the women's and the cruiserweight.
Well,
he was a world champion, he was a world heavyweight champion, he was United States, Intercontinental champion.
European.
Fantastic. Almost up there with WWF No Mercy. Up there with that.
Oh my
god.
But
it's up there very, very close. But Goldberg was hyping up the game, and there was talks that he wanted to make an in-ring return. That's something he's actually been saying for years, because there was talks that TNA wanted to approach him but didn't have enough money.
Ugh.
Mexico was trying to get him in for one of those big super cards that they do to challenge WrestleMania, and now he's back. And I think I remember sitting there to watch the watching the Goldberg versus Lesnar belt.
You were watching the live, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm on my feet going, this is going to be a good 15-20 minute war.
Mm.
Better than what they did at Mania. Spear, jackhammer, done.
1, 2, 3.
Finished. And I'm like, okay. And I was just trying to think from a writer's standpoint, what does this mean for Lesnar? Because is he's beast, he's coming forward, what does this mean? And they're like, oh yeah, they're going to have to do a rematch. I'm like, well, why? That's a domination. It's like Conor McGregor knocking out Jose Aldo. People were screaming rematch. Well, you got put down in the first strike. You don't give someone a if it's a 5-round war where it goes to a really close split decision, that's when you do rematches.
Yep.
Why would Goldberg want to now face Lesnar? He's beaten him twice. Both times. So then it's like, well, he's going to be in the Rumble. I don't see either of them winning the Rumble.
No.
I see him chucking himself out and then leading to the fight that they want to do.
And out comes Vince McMahon. Gets in the ring. My leg!
Tears his quads.
I tore my quad. Somebody help me, please.
But Goldberg was one of the guys in WCW that I loved because he reminded me of Stone Cold, but he was more physical than Stone Cold. He could come forward and do, monkey flips over the top of people, and he can do the big jackhammer.
That's
one thing that I remember exposed Goldberg, and I actually remember watching this actual bout on WCW Nitro, was when he fought William Regal.
Yeah.
Now, go back on, if you got WWE Network, and watch the Regal versus Goldberg actual fight.
I have no idea what you're
Regal
talking about.
Really?
Carried him the entire.
Remember.
He was doing hip tosses, and you could see that Goldberg was so confused as to what to do. What am I going to do here? So, what we're going to do now, guys, we're about to head into the NXT show. I'd like to thank Nathan. Any closing comments before we finish up?
Oh, no, just like to say thanks for having me on here.
It's good to have you here,
Nathan.
Get
you back
thanks,
there,
Al.
Some more.
Thanks, Tom.
So, this has been episode 3 of the Brocast. We've got Thomas from Mr. MMA Action. We've got Alan from a podcast with that one guy. Any last shouts out?
Thanks very much, guys. It should be a good night, and let's enjoy. Toronto Maple Leafs!
Check us out on
in the
Twitter,
hizzy!
SoundCloud, Instagram, Facebook. See ya!
See ya!
Oh, hey,